Bexar County has more babies born with withdrawal symptoms related to their mother's opioid addiction than any county in Texas. One way hospitals help these babies face the challenges of their first weeks is to recruit volunteers to just cuddle them, touch them, and love them. But because of the recent opioid epidemic, there are too many babies and not enough baby cuddlers. TPR Bioscience Medicine reporter Bonnie Petrie visited University Hospital in San Antonio to learn more.
Doug Walters served in the Army for almost 30 years. Then he was a software engineer. Now he's retired and he spends his free time cuddling babies.
This is Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan.
Jonathan is supposed to be going to sleep, but we're having some challenges right now.
Doug and Jonathan are spending time together in the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, or NICU, at University Hospital.
He's 3.5 months.
Hello, little guy.
So he's been in resident for a little while.
He looks like he's ready to sleep.
Well, we talked about that. I thought we had an agreement, but his eyes are still open, so.
Doug has been a volunteer baby cuddler at university for more than 3 years, caring for sick newborns. And while Jonathan's mom was not addicted to opioids, Doug says he specializes in cuddling little ones who come to the NICU with neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS. Those babies have symptoms of withdrawal from the opioids that were in their mom's systems when they were pregnant. One of those symptoms is a distinct cry.
It's a very sad cry. It's kind of, you know, it's just sad. Because they just don't understand what's happening. And they don't understand why things hurt. And they just don't understand.
Nurse Lori Weaver has worked in the NICU for 27 years. And babies with NAS are her favorite patients. I asked her why.
I don't know. I just feel like they were kind of given a rough start. And I just love holding them and comforting them. And I don't know. It's just been a population I've been drawn to.
Weaver says for some of these newborns, their moms are there as much as they can be to hold them. But sometimes mom is in rehab trying to recover from her opioid use disorder. And sometimes they're still actively addicted. And with 300 to 400 babies coming into Bexar County NICUs with NAS every year, Weaver says the need for volunteer cuddlers is greater than it ever has been.
We can have 3 and 4 babies assigned to us a day. They feed every 3 hours, so we don't always have time to hold them. And so to have somebody that'll sit there and hold them for you and talk to them, and that is wonderful.
Babies with neonatal abstinence syndrome take medicine to help them withdraw from opioids, and they get scores to assess their progress. Doctors and nurses are watching for things like how much they cry, how often they have tremors or seizures, and whether their skin looks blotchy. Dr. Meredith Flores is a pediatrician who takes care of the babies in the NICU at university, and she says both research and her experience confirm that babies with NAS who are touched and held and snuggled, they just do better.
We see a big difference in their scores. The babies that either the mom or a volunteer or someone is here holding them all day, their scores are lower. Sometimes the dose of the medication that they require is lower. They'll be able to wean faster off of that dose. And there's Doug. He's great at holding the babies and providing that comfort.
For Doug's part, he just loves being around the babies. He has 6 grandkids, and he says they're all too old for grandpa cuddles now, but the babies in the NICU thrive on them.
So they're stuck with me as the grandpa. Hey, we don't need a comment. We're okay.
Dr. Flores says university, and really any hospital with a NICU, need more Dougs.
So we would love to have volunteers come and get the training that they need and then come help us.
Being held in someone's arms, feeling warm, safe, and loved, for these newborns especially, that's one of the best medicines of all. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.